Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah, that's true. You do got me. Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it.
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs and the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mold in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose to large, so many more. 10 and a more, never a bar. Hey, 10 and a more, 2 to pee. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Welcome on in, ladies and gentlemen. It is the Tobin and Leroy Show. Frog Boy filling in for Tobin. We got Vlad on the board and our boy Leroy.
Hey, Vlad, I'm going to just point this out. My man, who used to do the show every day,
is
now filling in. It sounds weird. It just sounds weird.
Very.
Man.
It's like crazy.
Like, how do you step back and then all of a sudden, it's like you take a step back to go four steps forward.
Yeah. You never seen that player who was like the star of the team and then turned into like the sixth man. You know, that's really kind of what I'm going on. I'm like Dwayne Wade when he came back with the braids, baby.
Came back with the braids. Hey, so I had the doctor's appointment.
Did
very
you?
Fit.
Right so, up the street from
Yeah, so I had to go get a ultrasound on my liver cuz I have a cyst on my liver. But it's not a bad thing.
Okay.
I just have to have it checked.
You have to see Dr. Pimple Popper?
No.
Oh.
On the liver, man. Your liver's in the inside. She ain't ripping up in your guts. You make it sound like it's just sitting on there like a bump, like an ingrown hair. No. So I just have to have it checked. When I get my physical every year, they just check it to make it's not a big deal. I got there. I say, you know, I'm going to go a little bit early because I don't want to be, you know, I don't like being caught up in the doctor's office. Get there about 8:40. Call me back 8:54. Done at 9. I'm like, that's some efficient hospitaling right there.
Wow. I did not expect this. Usually when you come here with the doctor story, it's like, how long did they take? This is a positive review?
Oh, no. Hey, because the word must have got around the house. I do not play with that. I ain't waiting. I'm not waiting. I don't pay my copay till they call me in the back. You ain't holding my money hostage. So, like, you expect to be paid. I expect to get, if my appointment is at 9, I can give you a couple of minutes, you know. That's why I try to get early appointments because in case there's delays, I don't want to be the one pushed. If every appointment get pushed 5 minutes, if you got that 2 o'clock, you ain't getting seen till 3:30. So I don't get evening appointments. And then I went and got me a little smoothie at Smoothie King. And then I saw something that I want y'all to just, I'm going to tell you, and then I want your reaction. Smoothie King is selling something new. And it's a new flavor.
Of course you're going to try it.
No, I am not. No, I'm not.
He's not one to try things.
Because when I tell you what kind, you're going to understand. Ketchup flavored smoothie.
No, I'm good.
I said, do you get fries with that? If I had some fries and I dipped the fries in it, that would be like protein fries.
I am one, no surprise here. I am one to dip a fry into a Frosty. So right. I'm not too much against
that. That's what
that.
I'm saying. So the first thing came to mind was, is there ketchup? Is there fries? Do you get a fry with it?
Just ketchup flavored. And Dr. Remlick said the best. What is this, Canada? What are we doing? Just adding ketchup to things? The ketchup chips are not that bad. To add it with dairy of any sort, tomato and dairy don't go. Am I wrong about that? Like, in what other instance does tomato and dairy mix?
I don't know, but it is like they got their own.
I don't think so.
I don't know how to do it.
I don't think they do it, dog. Mm-hmm. I don't think they do it. Mm-hmm. I want to go ahead and acknowledge a few things that have been said about me in the chat already because these are pretty good. Schmeathan is calling me Fat McAfee, if I'm not mistaken, because I decided to show up to work today in a sleeveless tee.
He also called you Pat Mac and Cheese.
Also pretty good. Also
point
pretty good.
For Twitcher!
As you can hear, our boy Tobin is out. It's got a busy week. Show Pony Tobes here is, as you know, one of the voices of Bare Knuckle Boxing, which, not Bare, what is it? Dirty Boxing.
Dirty Boxing. Different promotion.
Dirty Boxing 3 takes place this weekend, so I'm sure he's doing some stuff like that all week. He'll be back on Thursday. In the meantime, like I mentioned, got Vlad behind the board, Leroy, of course, and Figgy, who is kind enough to bless us with our in-studio presence today.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
You look wonderful on this beautiful tadpole Tuesday.
This ain't tadpole Tuesday. This is like tank top Tuesday.
Well, honestly, look, we're all matching. We got gray,
yeah,
gray, white. So I think we're in uniform. You know, vice shirt Friday. No, we're going with like a casual Tuesday. But it is also unfortunately cut day. So I see you got the hood attached to your shirt there. You're going to play the role of Grim Reaper today, as a lot of teams make their final cuts before 4 p.m.
There's
you ever been nervous on this day, Leroy?
Hell no.
Were you always kind of
not scared? Him.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, right?
Leroy, talk your ish, man. Come on, really? Come on, Leroy.
Vlad, I'm going to say this.
Leroy's humble.
Talk it, Leroy.
There's there's certain circumstances that happen in that building of where I work. Where I think people really don't understand. And Marcos, you just hit one of them.
That was a dumb question. I'll admit, that was a dumb question.
Have you ever worried about on cut? No.
I mean, I thought potentially when you were maybe even older part of your career, but even at the older part of your career, you found your most success. So it's kind of
I'm telling you, you know how I cut myself. And when I say that, I said, I just didn't show up.
Oh, okay.
So camp started. They go, where's Leroy? He said when he retired, he just not going to show up.
He's just not going to show up no more.
Yeah, I didn't need no pomp and circumstance to announce a retirement or nothing like that. I'm just like, I'm done. I'm like, yeah. I knew when it was time. Like, a lot of guys try to, you know, be payroll bandits and suck a couple of more years. I wasn't putting my body through that. I was already. Dude, I realized I was done. When I knew I had 2 weeks before camp and I was still limping. Yeah, so that means I had the whole offseason to work out, try to get healthy, and then 2 weeks before camp, I was still limping. I'm like, nah. Nope. That's it. But no, I never, but I've had, I'm gonna tell you, I had a guy that was a young player and they wanted to keep him. He was a running back. So they put me in the room with him during camp. And I'm trying to help him. He just fighting. It's Joe versus the volcano. He fighting everybody all the time. Like, dude, they really want to keep you. All you got to do is just put forth the work and the effort. But he fought everything. So I want to say it was like, you know, that was when we had to do gradual cut downs.
So let me ask you this, Leroy. Huh? Now, you guys always got to come in, you know, work out, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
So do guys come in that day to come work out and then, you know, then somebody comes in and be like, you know, what's that guy called? The Grunt?
Is
that
the Grim Reaper?
The Grim Reaper, yeah.
No, what they do is,
do they call?
Nobody had practice today.
Oh, so nobody's in the building until called in.
No, you don't know. You don't know, so they probably have today off.
Right, but
okay, so this
is when you come in. Then when you come in tomorrow, it's going to be an echo in the room.
No, but what I'm saying, nobody's in the building. The only people that will be in the building are the people that are getting cut because they got to bring in the, you know, whatever.
The playbook.
The playbook and all of that.
Yeah, yeah. But you don't, like, everybody don't know.
So you're golfing. Like, you and your boys are golfing today.
Yeah. Yeah, we just chilling or, you know, might go get a little workout in. You know, nothing too serious. You know, we just wondering, hey, call your boy. You know, he was on that, you know, he was on the, you know, how many running backs we keeping? Because keep in mind, you have to look at it this way too. Depending on how many people they keep at your position would determine how much work you gonna have. Because in a room that only has like 4 or 5 running backs, that means everybody got to run scout team. So when you're a veteran, you ain't even think about the season. You think about, okay, we got enough young guys to run scout team. Or, you know, because it's a long season. Then there's some guys that you would never think was going to get cut, that they get cut. Then you might have a couple of trades. Then you have a situation where you say, oh, he'll be back. He'll be on practice squad. Right? He say Robert Smith was in the building working out. Nah, we was kicking it. Nah, I don't know what's wrong with you. That's the thing about, like, me and Robert, we were opposite players, but we were cool, right? It wasn't no stress on neither one of us when it came to the season. We knew what our roles were. There was no pressure on either one of us. You just go out and do the best, you know, do you. But we had some guys, like, we had 5 running backs in the room in Minnesota, and 3 of them were special teamers. So, right. So we had to, like, when we wanted a break during a game, if one of us was out, we had to coach them up.
So, like, obviously, you know, they bring you for short yard situations, but let's say, you know, Robert's injured or something like that. Now you have to look at these special teamers and be like, do you know which hole to go to?
it's not even that. Look, here's the funny thing about running back. The running part of it is hard to coach. All you can help them with is pointing them in the right direction as far as what to look for, right? So if I wasn't playing and I was helping, say, Mo Williams or one of the other guys that was playing, right? Basically, I would say, okay, here on this play, this is what you look for, right? Hug this real here. There's going to be a little crack in there. You might be able to get it there or just go, right? And you just, because they don't get as many reps as you do, so they're not as comfortable, you know, being patient. Like, a lot of young guys want to take the ball and run. And sometimes you got to be a little more patient with it. And that's all you're trying to help them do, because everybody sees something different and how they do things. But you start thinking, here's what you're thinking. All right, let me see. so-and-so balled out. So-and-so balled out. Are they going to keep that many at that position? Man, so-and-so hurt, right? So they're going to probably have to keep an extra guy. And then you start thinking, okay, so you're doing all this, the same thinking that, like, we are doing right now when you look at the roster and think about the games and who's played. The players are kind of doing the same thing. Oh, they can't cut him because they can't put him on practice squad because he won't make it through waivers. So they're going to try to keep him. Oh, they're going to put him on PUP because he banged up. So you might have a situation. Think of it this way. You might have a situation with the kicker, Sanders. If he's out 4 or 5 weeks, then you put him on injury reserve. He's out for the first 4 weeks. Then you bring in another guy. It might not even be a kicker. You see what I'm saying? They might try to say, okay, now we can carry an extra lineman or we can carry an extra DB. They just signed, DB they signed?
Douglas.
Rasul Douglas. Yeah, so they signed Rasul Douglas. So he going to need some time to get caught up, right? So you might have to keep another DB until he gets caught up.
And there's probably players on other teams that they would like to sign on their roster.
Yeah. So it's kept. But let's be clear. This is only happening for 10 to 15% of the roster. So all the stuff we talking about, this is only happening for maybe 5 to 10 guys. And so you thinking you had a 90-man roster. That's not even counting the guys you had on injury reserve or PUP or whatever. So say 95 guys, and all these conversations we just had are about 5 to 10 guys. And that's happening on every team. So it's chaotic for management and the coaching staff as they're meeting and going over all these lists of players that could be available. And they're going to be up until soon as 4 o'clock hit and everybody show their list. Now you got 24 hours to figure out who you want to bring in, who you think you can put on practice squad, who you think you can do this to, how many of these guys you're going to keep. And this here is, you know, we talk about getting ready for the draft. Well, you got a whole year to get ready for the draft with watching college kids, with working guys out, with doing all this. These decisions that you have to make, you have 24 hours to determine how you're going to put the last 10 to 20% of your roster together. So it's hectic for everybody except the players. Because the players, those 40 guys, got a day off, and they just thinking, okay, who going to be in the locker room when we go in on Wednesday?
Well, a lot of hectic decisions to be made around the league until 4 p.m. It is cut day in the NFL. We do have an official report that will be bringing to you next segment. In the meantime, just want to let you know these headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. The number one Hyundai dealer in the nation just went full beast mode. Doral Hyundai, where the deals are monstrous and the prices don't survive. No one sells for less. No one. Your Miami Marlins yesterday were able to top the Braves.
Great game.
You cover those games, right,
Vlad? Yeah, I cover for the Braves. Yeah,
it was a nail biter.
Oh no, it wasn't.
Yeah,
there was a lot of moment. So hey, when I want to say the seventh inning, when it was like first and second. And dude started throwing like wild thing for a second.
Yeah.
And then when they put him in the face one batter, and they go, if he don't get this guy out, because it was two outs, then he got to face Acuna, right?
Yeah, and he got him to ground out.
So that was a...
You could tell like the Braves they're not the team that they thought they would be, they expected to be. So it's kind of like, you know, dog days of summer. They're just trying to play it out. And
now I will say this:
the off season, but the Marlins.
Why?
Play, bro.
Why were there so many Marlins that I didn't recognize?
Because.
Wait, what are we doing?
That's been happening all season.
It's that, no, it's, no, no, no. It's that time. It's that time.
Right. Call-ups.
Call-ups. There's only like, what, 27, maybe 25 games left. So you're going to start. You're not going to make the wild card. So you're going to start seeing what the young guys can bring. You know, maybe see if right. they can make the roster next season. But it was a great pitching performance.
Yeah,
Cabrera, what, yeah. he had like one hit through seven or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, and I shout out to them. I'm so happy because I had a 9 p.m. NFL fantasy draft.
Yeah, yeah.
So here I am. I'm in the locker room, and I'm interviewing Snicker and Spencer Strider, and I'm also looking at my camera. I mean, at my phone. Like, yeah.
Come on, wrapping up.
Yeah, and I'm the I'm like I'm the second pick.
Ooh, second pick too. I took who'd you end up taking?
Ashton Jeanty, because it's a keepers league, so people already had.
They already got there. Like okay, the who's your guy that you?
No, every year you have a chance to give up your first two round picks.
So
I gave up my first two round picks from last year, which was Derrick Henry, and yeah.
You gave up Derrick Henry?
Yeah, because I'd rather keep Ashton Jeanty. He's younger, so I could have him for his career.
Okay.
You know?
I mean, let's be clear. Like, and I don't know much about fantasy, and I really don't play. But does it matter what team, or do you just pick the player? Because I would say Ashton Jeanty playing with that organization that is the Raiders. Yeah.
Look, they're not going to win a lot, but he's going to get the ball a lot.
It's all about – I don't care about the Raiders team.
Running back on a bad team isn't the same as wide receiver on a bad team.
Yeah, wide receiver on a bad team probably signed.
Because he's going to ball out. They always going to be playing catch-up.
One or rental – James Simpson?
Simpson? Yeah. Well, I mean, that was different times, though.
Mm. Okay.
His team, and it wasn't terrible.
The Bills stunk.
Yeah, I mean, you only had like three playoff teams.
It didn't matter. He was the total offense. They still couldn't stop him. He was slashing and dashing through the line and everything.
Yeah.
Interesting choice.
I didn't mean that. I actually didn't mean that.
Yeah, I bet you didn't.
I didn't. But he was.
On today's show, we have a lot to cover. Like I said, NFL cut day at 4 p.m. We're going to talk about the Euro tripping Eric Spoelstra as we got some European basketball for a few Miami Heat players. But of course, we got the games. Radio taboos returning today. We're going to talk about day today and. There's some new words that have been added to Webster's dictionary.
I love that. You know who? Two of my favorite people, Webster and Roger.
Well, we are going to be flabbergasted by the word choice that is going to be on the show.
Look at you, multi-syllable word. Cut off sleeves, multi-syllables now. Look at that.
I do what I can. But it is the Tobin and Leroy Show. Stick around for that and much more.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. It is a Tadpole Tuesday because Frog Boy's in the building. But of course, with me, we got Vlad holding things down, J Fig, and Leroy right here on the FM airways. It's the first time we've been together on the FM airways. I've been listening to you guys, so you sound clear. You sound crisp.
Like that.
You've been listening?
I haven't been listening. I have. It, I mean, it's just much easier. You can just, you know, just press now. You don't have to go through the AM signal.
I mean, if you're listening, you can work.
No, no, no. That would interrupt my pool day, Leroy. That would be crazy. But let's go ahead and give you a Miami football report. Miami football reports are on WQAM. They're sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools, Technical Colleges. MDCPS Technical Colleges offer over 60 affordable accredited programs, day or evening hands-on training aligned with local employers. Call 305-558-8000 or visit careerinayear.com and launch your future today. A couple updates from cut day. Yesterday's most notable cuts, nothing necessarily to write home about. Mike Hilton, probably a name that people may recognize, and Farrell Brown at tight end. We did make some cuts to running back with... unfortunately, Jalen Wright predicted to start the season missing the first 4 weeks, potentially. That created a need for running back that we haven't addressed yet. More cuts. Maybe. Yeah, I think
you
so.
You got Wright. Potentially we don't know what A-Chan.
On IR, so you would only have Ollie Gordon in.
We don't know what A-Chan's status is.
No, A-Chan will be ready for week one. Wright is the one who could start on IR.
Okay. Well,
we don't, but
I mean, that's what they're
Ollie
saying.
Gordon looking good. Hey, I called him the steal of the draft.
If they, here's the deal. If they're signing another running back, then they have questions about A-Chan. Because you don't need it. Like, in all fairness, you can make it through a season with two or three or four running backs.
Yeah.
You can. But if they have questions about one of the two or three guys that are going to be playing, and in this case, they have two questions, then you have to bring in another running back. Now, what that does is now you got to look at other positions to not carry as many guys because you got to fill that void. Right. So now when you're looking at a think about it this way. The deepest position that they have is defensive line. They got guys, young guys that have come up and start balling. They have veterans. They have a nice mix, but they have a lot of them. So when you're thinking about this, you say, maybe they work out a trade or something. You can't really just release. There's not too many defensive linemen on this team that you could release that ain't going to get scooped up right away because they've all shown that they can play.
Yeah, one of the surprise releases on the defensive side happened a little bit earlier today. Quentin Bell, who was mainly a special teamer, but that was a release by the Dolphins. He's an edge rusher there, so
there
he's probably
there you
gonna go. Be picked up. Another edge rusher cut, Derek McClendon. And
see, all these guys we're talking about on that defensive line are guys at some point during camp we've seen play.
For sure.
And have shown that they can do some stuff. So that's a little bit kind of how it has to go. When you look at the secondary, who's playing?
Whew.
What's Ethan Bonner's situation?
Yeah, I haven't heard much from Ethan Bonner. The only person I've heard is Storm Duck.
Cornerback with a hammy. That's all you need to know.
Heard.
Cornerback with a hammy. And keep in mind, he's already an intangible, so he was putting a different level of stress on that hammy.
Very true.
I'm gonna just put that out.
Hey, listen, Vlad.
Vlad, you laughing. Am I wrong?
No, that's true.
So you say it was honey baked hammy? He has a honey baked hammy.
No, but I mean, it looked as if though he might have been opposite Storm Duck. I think Storm Duck is gonna be a starter. So don't worry about Storm Duck people putting in there.
Michael Pittman versus Storm Duck.
You know what that might mean? Cam Smith. He might get some more runs.
Can't hold his hands anymore.
They don't have any. They don't have a choice.
They waiting. They got. They have to be waiting, guys. Like they have to be waiting to see who's getting cut from.
Yeah,
teams.
But here's the deal, Vlad.
Can't keep waiting, man.
Vlad, here's the deal.
Got 2 weeks.
You talking about they signed Rasul Butler, right? But. Rasul Douglas. I'm sorry. Butler's the
G2. Let's leave her. I did the same thing.
Is he available? I'll take him.
But here's the deal. When you think about, you know, defensive backs and all the guys that are banged up and the guys that you got rid of and the guys that I want everybody to understand this. If you solidify that front seven, it's going to give you a little bit of relief in the secondary because you're hoping that you can put pressure on the quarterback and limit what the secondary has to do. When you talk about Super Bowl championships, right, in most cases, you can tell me who the front four were. You can't tell me who the secondary was, right? So let's think of that. Now, let's also consider another thing. Minkah Fitzpatrick didn't play. So that's a guy you're going to be able to plug in there that's going to be able to do a lot of different things that you haven't seen yet. So there's, you know, there's some other things that can happen there.
Did you see your boy Shador still fighting for his life over there in Cleveland?
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
They did him dirty that last preseason game.
They did indeed.
But
they got rid of Kenny Pickett this morning, though, so they're making room
for him. Well, they're keeping him there.
Him and Dylan Gabriel fighting it out for that number two spot.
It's not, you know what? I don't even know if it's fighting it out because I'm going to say this.
Yeah.
As much as I like this guy, right? There's two guys in the NFL I absolutely love on a temporary basis.
All right.
That is Flacco and Jameis Winston.
Oh yeah, everybody has a season.
Jameis is still gonna be there because Tommy DeVito got
Jameis
cut.
Is in New York,
right? But to me, right. I would have thought that the Giants are trying to get some type of maybe you know picks or assets because if Jackson Dart
quarterbacks,
no, but they let Tommy DeVito go. Hey, Tommy DeVito.
Oh, they did.
Yeah, they cut him, but. Jackson Dart is the quarterback.
He should be playing game one.
I don't know if he should be playing game one, but he should be the backup.
Yeah. No, he definitely.
No, I think he should, I would say he'll play six games.
He'll be the starter. He'll be the starter
by week six. Okay, cool. You still got to see what you can get out of Russell.
Right. Because
you might be able to move him.
Right.
Yeah, Russ didn't have a bad season last year. He's not your answer for the future, but he didn't have a bad season last year.
He didn't have a great season either.
Oh.
I mean, you know what? But Vlad, there's so many teams in the NFL that are saying this right now. We don't need a great quarterback. We just need a competent quarterback.
A competent, healthy quarterback.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And guess who's that? Russ.
True.
Now, I think people are turned off by Russ because of his antics.
Which I feel bad because it's just him being him. But everyone's just like, I hate this guy.
It happens. Look,
something got his face.
I tell my kids all the time. I said, y'all can't be worried about who like you and who don't. You could tie your left shoe before you tie your right shoe, and somebody say, I don't like you. Deal with it. There's a whole bunch of reasons why people don't like you, and you can't control that. But Russ goes over the top. Like, it ain't that you dislike Russ. It's just like, come on, really? Really, dude? Like, that's what you say with Russ all the time. Really?
Yeah. Now, we got a lot more to cover on the show, but not before we play one of our favorite segments when we come back. Day to day, we got celebrity birthdays. We got to find out what kind of day we're celebrating today, who we're going to show love to. It's everything that the country is raving for, of course. And we got it right here on the Tobin and Leroy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments, Maurice's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sure. But I'm not sure if that's the official term. I'm just going to go ahead and say that, though. It is a beautiful August 26th. It is the third segment of the first hour, which means it is time for us to review the day today. You can take a page out of Mark Hockman's book as we review the national holiday that is ridiculously celebrated today that nobody knows about ever, as well as take a look at some celebrity birthdays. We got good celebrity birthdays today. I'm actually excited for this. A couple names you guys would recognize off top: Home Alone, star
Macaulay Culkin.
Macaulay Culkin.
How old do you think he's turning today?
41.
45. Fig was the closest there. 45.
Damn, he's only 45. Younger than me.
He looked like he 80.
He does not. He did not age well. He did not age well.
Milk doesn't, you know.
Milk usually spoils. Yeah. But God bless him. Is he with London
Brenda
Tipton?
Song. Brenda Song.
Yes, Brenda Song is her actual name. Mm-hmm. I am a child, so I said London Tipton. Lil Tecca. You guys familiar with Lil Tecca?
No.
Who?
No.
Yeah. Okay. He had one song, I think. Turned 23. Kiki Palmer, though.
Oh, yes. Familiar, yeah, right? I got to watch that movie with her and Eddie Murphy.
SZA, is it? Oh, no. Sorry.
SZA.
He
has those movies, too.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I think Eddie Murphy, Peter Davidson, and Kiki Palmer have a movie out.
That's right. I think you're right. Eddie Murphy, straight to Netflix now. Huh? That's what we're doing.
Sandler.
When they give you the money.
Yeah. Well, you think Sandler?
I mean, look at Adam Sandler.
No. But Sandler carved out a deal a long time ago.
So did Eddie. What do you think?
I don't know if he's been doing.
He been doing movies for Disney.
Prime.
And,
he did it for Prime, yeah, and he got a deal with that.
Guys, I saw Coming to America too. I don't know if Eddie Murphy has the same draw that you guys think he has.
He still does. It's still Eddie.
I believe that it's Eddie. You can never deny Eddie.
So, Vlad, let me say this. Years ago, when he came out with Nutty Professor and
Dr. Doolittle.
Dr. Doolittle, he said he was getting away from the raunchy stuff because of his kids.
His kids are grown now. He still can get back.
No, but I'm just saying,
he changed too, and
you're still getting a bag for just being wholesome.
Yeah. I mean, look, he's a legend. No one's ever going to deny that for sure. But I'm just saying, I didn't see that movie.
And does he not look the same as he did 20 years ago?
He definitely aged better than Macaulay Culkin. Yeah.
Pretty much.
Guys, he went through a tough time in his life, okay?
Who?
Oh, Macaulay Culkin?
Yes.
Why? Because he just couldn't stay away from the cocaine?
Okay, is that not a tough time?
Well,
no.
It is a tough time.
For him, it was. Okay, just because somebody else has a different experience does not mean.
That's a choice.
Okay, you know what?
You know what, though? I do kind of feel bad, though,
that's
because I we are.
It's a choice.
We are very judging. Insensitive.
Hey,
and
I'm going to tell you when Macaulay Culkin. Mate, what was the name of that movie when he we used to see him be the cute little kid and then he did The Good Son?
Oh, oh yeah, man. We're all still. They always got to do that though.
Didn't he do it?
I feel like Harry Potter did that too. Like he did the Harry Potter movies and then he's like, "Check me out, I'm naked," and we're like, "Okay."
Nobody. Wants
James Harden. What about that one? Birthday today.
James who?
James Harden.
What is he, 36?
I think he shaved 36? The beard. You know that, right?
He shaved the beard?
No.
That's got to be a prank.
A very
I got to see this.
Decision.
36. That would be a bad decision.
I seen him without the beard back in his college days. Yep. He got, it's just huge.
Yeah, it's not a good look for him. You know, I know sometimes men complain about makeup, but that beard could definitely do some things to a guy's face. If it's not looking right, just throw a beard on there. Chris Pine. This guy looks good with or without a beard. He's 45 today.
It's very handsome.
This guy.
Mother Teresa. Mother Teresa had a birthday today. You guys do your Hail Marys this morning when you woke up?
Did you?
Forgot. John Mulaney turns 43. Corday.
Isn't
somebody
know
him as a rapper? Somebody that was a boyfriend of...
That's Naomi Osaki's baby daddy.
Oh, baby daddy. They have a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. And, I'm hesitant to say this, but I feel bad if I don't. Happy birthday, Cassie Ventura as well.
30 million rich.
God bless her. National Day today was a little ridiculous, as it usually is. I'm going to start off with the most random one, National Cherry Popsicle Day. So make sure you guys.
I didn't even know they made cherry popsicles.
I don't know. This one's like a bar, you know, like not necessarily like a rocket pop. I don't know. I'm not sure why this even deserves its own day, but that's stupid. National Toilet Paper Day totally deserves a day. totally deserves a day.
I mean, we're in hurricane season. Isn't every day National Toilet Paper Day? Because that's the first thing to go off the shelves.
You know, you and my wife just keep saying, we're in hurricane season. When is hurricane season? When does it start? When does it end?
It starts May and it ends in November. But speaking of TP.
That's like the whole year.
I mean, come on. It's like saying there's like no summer in South. So summer is all year in South Florida.
I got you.
It is all year in South Florida. But you got to say there's other seasons. Now, speaking of toilet paper, what a racket that was run during COVID. Oh, my God.
Like, why?
What
wait,
a racket.
I don't understand why, and we had a doctor on, and he said this. I don't know why everybody buying up all the paper towels and toilet paper. It's COVID. Yeah.
I don't know. I guess someone just started a rumor or something like that. That's what it had to be. How about this one? This is one that I know you guys celebrate. National Dog Day.
Oh,
Hey, Scooby.
What are you gonna dress Scooby in now, J-Fig?
He was eyeing his clothes yesterday, so.
Eyeing?
He's eyeing his clothes.
Wait, he was ironing or eyeing?
Ironing.
If he was ironing, though, that'd be even more impressive.
You should put it on TikTok.
And then this one is going to disappoint Vlad, I can tell. National Web Mistress Day.
Web Mistress.
Yes, and this disappoints Vlad because it is not what you think. It is indeed honoring the women of the world who work hard to design and maintain websites we rely on for work, social media, and fun.
So it's Jennifer Day.
So what are you talking about? Correct. Why wouldn't I like it?
Celebrate me always, thanks.
I'm kind of talking through you because I saw Web Mistress and I was like, is this like a side chick day? And then I realized, but like only internet.
Wait, it almost sounds like Catfish Day.
It just seems something that was nefarious, and you know, I'm all about that. But then I realized it was just for smart women who build websites, and I was like, oh yeah, cool, give them a day, great.
OnlyFans.
God bless them. See, that's what I thought we were talking about here. I was like, oh, a web mistress, like a lady of the night. Like, you know, we have a new term for things. You know, as the age of technology grows, we're no longer ladies of the night. We're web mistresses. But no, instead, that is just a term for female webmaster, I'm assuming. And let's just go ahead and take master out of everything. How about that? Not a fan. Anyway, when we come back, we got Miami Dolphins updates galore as we continue to watch the clock. 4 p.m., the NFL cut day. We got more games, and games. We're going to find out what the kids are saying. New words have been added to the dictionary, so we need to make sure that we are up to date with our vocabulary. And, of course, the number one game that is sweeping the nation, Radio Taboo. That's and much more on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.